Anyway, okay, moving on. We're going to be talking about bravery because the story, the episode that we talked about was bravery. All right, bravery. Okay, another episode of this topic is going to be something very recent that happened. Okay, something very recent. Now, I want you guys to be really fucking quiet about this one, okay? Really fucking quiet. Really fucking... Maybe I should have increased... Since this was... This happened, like, really fucking recent, maybe I should have, like, maybe I should have, like, increased the tier story of this one. So I'm just gonna rely on you guys to, like, just zip it. Okay? Just... Whoop, be fucking quiet about it. I mean, you know, I shouldn't be brave about this to begin with. Anyway, so... Anyway, you guys know I'm a guy, right? You guys do know that I am a guy, right? I'm a dude. And I am a male, right? Right? I'm a dude. Uh-huh. Yes, I am a dude. So, apparently, I am being called brave by a lot of people on the internet. Could be anywhere. They have been labeling me as someone who's brave by interacting with my senpais. And that is apparently a taboo thing that I shouldn't be doing. Like, why should I be called brave for that? Like, tell me why. Why am I being called brave because of that? Tell me. Can you guys give me an explanation why I am called brave? Why should I be brave for something that shouldn't be illegal in the first place, right? Like, is it wrong? Is it wrong to be, you know, just saying hi to a coworker? Well, because of idol culture. Yes, it is. Yes, but the thing is, I work with them. It's not like I'm going on a date with them, right? Right? Why am I considered brave for that? Have you ever talked to someone of the opposite sex or something? Do you not have, like, actual friends to, you know, have these sort of interactions before? Have you ever interacted with a human being before? If you talk to someone who works with you, do you automatically assume them to be already dating? No, right? No. No. Apparently, it is a massive red flag to be interacting with my senpais, apparently. Parasocialism. I know. I get it. But why should it be brave to begin with? Why should I be brave? Why should I be afraid? Is there something that I should be afraid of to begin with? No. I'm not afraid. I am not. I am not afraid of interacting with the people that I work with. They're like calling me, oh my god, Gerard is so brave for doing this. Oh my god, Gerard is brave for doing that. But I am honestly just baffled by the fact that people are like afraid for me. Like, why should you be afraid for me, and why should you be afraid in general just to be talking to these individuals? I mean, I do get that some people do have preferences. Like, it depends on the talent themselves, whether they want or not want to talk. Okay? That's fine. That's fine with me. I only interact with them by greeting them a happy birthday. And apparently that triggered, like, a lot of people. You know, talking shouldn't be illegal, yeah. Like, I only greeted them, like, a happy birthday, and I've been getting, like, a lot of hate for it, and a lot of, like, bravery comments as well. Like, I do get the hate part, I do, but, I do get the hate, and I do get the bravery part, but it's just so baffling for me to not, understand, because people are weird. I mean, yes, I do, yes, people are weird, but these types of interactions shouldn't be, illegal in the first place. It shouldn't be. Like, for example, like, you happen to, like, pass by someone who's just working with you. Like, hey, you did a nice job. You did great. It's just a thumbs up. I hope you're doing great. And everyone just automatically assumes, oh my god, this guy, oh my god, he has a bad intentions. Like, no. No. I just literally said, good job, good day, and I love working here. I literally do love working here. I just am happy to be here and just having to. It's sort of entertaining and also sad at the same time seeing all these reactions. Like I know these things exist. It's just so entertaining for me. They're actively trying to shut me down, and they're actively also trying to defend me for that. It's so funny seeing all of these things fall into my lap. Like, oh my god, what is happening? I would just usually check on my Twitter, I just scroll down for a bit, and oh my god, I can't believe this is. Yeah, I love tea. I really do love tea. Online drama is where I'm at. because these are the same people that's trying to tell me that these haters or these individuals that are haters of mine are telling me that we don't want to give you attention or something like that. But you're actively doing the same thing. You're giving me statistics. It's so funny. It's so funny. They're also having a laughing fit about it, but also me too, the difference about this thing is, I have something to gain here and you don't. I'll be as close to them as I'll ever be compared to you. You will never know. You will never know. I guess that's they will never be as close to them as much as I have. It's just so funny. Everyone's trying to defend them and everything, but they will never know. They will never know. It will just live rent-free in their minds. I think I'm this sort of individual that's plaguing their minds, probably, because I'm making these sort of actions. I'm doing these sort of waves in that shouldn't be done. That's probably a taboo that I shouldn't be doing, but it's not a taboo, okay? Saying happy birthday, saying greeting and being friendly to your coworkers is not a taboo. Okay, that's literally the bad thing for you is to actually just ignore these achievements done by these talents, and I love them for that. I respect and love these talents, and that's why I'm actively supporting them. Your opinion does not matter to me. What matters is I work here and you don't. And I get to do whatever I want. I have the privilege of doing whatever the fuck I want. And I have the privilege of interacting with them. And you're just there, a bystander, looking at all of this, crying, seething, and coping. But I shouldn't be called brave for that to begin with. It's just so sad seeing, just this, the entirety of it, just being honestly sad. I mean, I do understand that idol culture exists and everything. People get attacked because of interactions. Some of these controversies also happen because of these. But I sure do hope that you also understand that there's also normal human relationships that involve in this. Also normal human relationships. They are not gods. I mean, they are treated as really great, sophisticated talents that's beyond comprehension, but they're also human too. They also feel the same pain. Have you even watched their streams? If you really are a fan of them, I really do hope that you watch their streams to also empathize that they also feel the same feelings that you do. They are not the people that you think they are. They are human beings, and they are not warped into something that you want them to be. They can be whatever they want them to be. And I choose to be nice to them. Because I respect them as individuals and as my beloved coworkers. Clip this and put it. No, I'm not going to put that. No clipping. There's memberships. Oh my god. But I guess if it's inevitable that, some of these interactions that I do in memberships will be clipped and, posted in some certain websites. I don't really care. I don't really care that much because that's what it'll ever do. They won't be able to do anything against me or anyone because that's only the limit of what they can do. It's just a bunch of losers. That's it. Just a bunch of losers. No changing whatsoever. They can just cry, seethe, and do whatever they want on the internet, but they will never touch me. Never. Never. Never, ever. it's not even worth my attention to, like, you know, it just, it's not even worth the attention. I may be saying this now, but, you know, it's just something that I have to say because, you know, it's just so funny to, like, think about. Because, you know, like, there's, like, recent birthdays, right? I've been greeting people, like, happy birthdays, and it's just like, should I tell this on, like, memberships? It's just so funny. I'll repeat it just in case. That's why I love Holo. I hate the whole fakery going on around idols and Holos take idols and make them feel actual humans, which... Hey, but I'm not condoning, like, forced interactions, okay? I'm not condoning forced interactions. For example, like, oh my god, Gerard said this to you. Do you want them to... No, don't do that. Don't do that. Talents will do whatever they want. They will do it themselves. If they do an interaction, sure, fine. If they do it themselves, then let them do it. But I am not... I'm not forcing anyone to make any sort of, like, begging, collab begging, whatever. We are not in it for that. That is literally cancerous. That is toxic behavior. Like, no, you should collab with this guy. Collab with that guy. No. No, you are not a true fan if you actually say that. You are not a true fan if you actually force people to collab with one another if they have never interacted once. Nor they talked about this person. That's just basically just, you know, causing trouble for the talents themselves. Because, you know, again, talents have their own preferences. They get to choose who they want to talk to. I mean, I get it. Like, some talents do want to just talk to, like, certain talents. And that's it. I do get it. I do. I understand that. That is perfectly normal. And that is what they are in it for. I totally understand. But it's just, you know, I try my best to, like, you know... interact with the people that I, you know, just, you know, just saying happy birthday. Is that like very hard? They can choose not to interact with me or not. I just set it out there because I feel very happy for them. I feel very proud for them. I just set it there. I am not forcing any kind of like interaction. I am not doing anything. I just want to say it in the most obvious way possible. Just, I hope you're doing good. That's it. That's it. And everyone somehow, like, takes it the wrong way. I just want them to have fun, okay? Don't be beggars. Don't be beggars. Do not lean into those types of things. Sorority, you know better. Do not lean into, like, begging or any, like, anything. Anything at all that's, like, you know, damaging the image of yourself, the community with you. Or, like, you know, the talents themselves. Don't. They didn't say it themselves because, you know, yeah. I'm not the one who's mostly talking behind the scenes. It's the fans who are talking behind the scenes. So I think it would be very good if our community is healthy and away from that toxicity, please. Thank you. But, yeah, that's just basically about it, about bravery. I don't even know where it came from. I think it just kind of got out of nowhere, like, when I was, like, doing stream, like, okay, put this on bravery memberships. Yeah, let's be responsible. Yeah, let's just be responsible. It's a happy birthday to flirting. I mean, oh, so that's how you see it. You see me as a threat. I mean, I'm flattered, by the way, that you think that I may have a chance against these godly beings. I mean, thank you. Thank you very much for actually thinking about that. Like, a guy who just started out, apparently probably has a chance. Oh, you think so? Aw, thank you. Yeah, godly beings. Yeah, they're awesome. They're super awesome. They're more of an idol than me. Insane Riz. My Riz isn't that insane. I think they've seen, like... I think some of the talents here have seen my debut. And my debut is, like, like, pretty much, crazy. And I think they've steered clear from that. My debut, my personality, I think they've seen my streams or clips, you know. Probably some of them, and, you know, yeah, let's not talk to them. I would get that. I would completely get that. It's totally fine. No, I totally get there. I totally get that, but no collab begging, no interaction begging or whatever. Talents do whatever they want to do. It's their choice, their brand, their image, their community, whatever. But hey, I'm not the one suffering from it, okay? I'm not suffering. It's them who's suffering. For some ungodly reason, I am like this very painful thorn on their side. Like I said, happy birthday.
No! No! Ah! No!
He's talking. Sorry. That's literally just them. Like, I don't get it. I'm just trying to be nice. It's over. Yeah. What's this? Oh, I got my 6 months badge. Arigatou gozaimasu. I will always support you. We'll always respect your decision. The trauma doing session. Yeah. Arigatou gozaimasu. Yeah. Thank you. Like, I don't get it. I guess it's like, I mean, I do understand, you know, because I've had my Oshis, you know. I feel a little bit jealous sometimes. Like, oh no, my Oshi is like, you know, having more attention to this one. No, I get it. But, you know, it's like, it's sad. It's a normal understanding feeling like, now! But, you know, you shouldn't be flaming and like, you know, threatening people because of that. Like, ew. Gross behavior. Cringe, honestly. Talk to people, my goodness. Get out of that fucking house. Get some sunlight, get some help. But I am, like, legitimately very, you know, concerned about these individuals. I do hope that they get something nice in life. Because it can't just be, like, all hate and sadness and, like, and just seething and coping and stuff like that. I just really hope that, you know, something nice happens to them so that they could actually, you know, live life normally without being so, I don't know, much of a pain in the ass for a lot of people. You know, everyone's just trying to be nice and happy. And then these people are like, gross. I'm back home. Didn't think I forgot about you and Ruse disrespecting my grave. Hey, Reiko. Hi. Welcome to the stream. Hi. Hey, I'm gonna fix the grave sooner or later. I'm gonna put some bones in there. I'm gonna put something in there. But you know, yeah. I will return to that. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about Riku. I'll fix the graves sooner or later in Minecraft. But yeah. It's just those interactions that I've seen on Twitter is just so entertaining for me. That's just like my drama. Sometimes I even bookmark them, like, just to see, like, okay, so how far are these guys, like, fighting? Like, it's just like, okay, oh, wow. It's just so interesting. You think that I'm, like, beyond that? No, Gerard is, like, above that. Well, yes, I shouldn't actually be giving these things attention, but hey, it's free tea. It's free tea! So you're book, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm the book. The bookmark is there, you know. Might as well. Is a T. Let me see how far, how bad the interaction is. Oh God. It's entertainment. So, yeah. I can't put a blind eye also to it. You know, I also have to be media aware of it. Did you guys know, by the way, that I can't be all ignorant? Did you guys know that? Yeah, I have to also do my homework on certain things, like, what's right, what's not, and what's sensitive to say in, like, public streams. Yeah, that's a thing. I have to be media aware. Media awareness is a thing in studying communications. I used to study communications. So, being aware of, like, the media around you will actually get you to the results of where you are. So, this is a type of thing that's called, hate marketing. Like, a bunch of my names. My name trends a lot, but not in a good way, for some reason. Like, my name is just there, but, in wrong ways. You know, no, why is he? But it's, you know, you're also contributing to my growth. Did you know that? Yeah, it's part of that. I mean, you know, not all like bad things are good for marketing, but you know, I haven't done a single bad thing at all. Like, what the fuck did I even do? I didn't even do anything. You guys are making it look like that I'm a bad person. I haven't even done anything. I guess you're the ones who's like making it look like bad, but I when people like see my drama, I guess, like, quote unquote drama, they would like, so. What's bad about it? And they're like, no, it's bad because these guys are... So these guys are normal then. These guys are normal. And they would check me out. And then boom! More supporters. There we go. See, that's how it works. No matter how many times you hate me, you can never put me down. Because you guys are made up to be... You guys are just gonna look like fucking losers. You would just... Oh. So, we're the bad guys? We're the bad guys here? Oh yeah, almost forgot. Adopt me. No, I am not gonna adopt you. Yeah. we're clowns, just like, yeah. I haven't done a bad thing yet. Like, what else? I haven't done a bad thing, right? Right? I haven't done, like, a single bad thing that got me trending. Like, all I did was just, like, be nice, be happy, and whatever. I may have said some dumb things. The period thing. Faith. Animal Crossing. Discrimination. Okay, enough. enough. enough of that. Okay, so that was nice. That was a nice conversation. the period thing. Segregation. Yeah, that was a... Yeah. This is membership. Yeah, I can let loose in memberships, but, you know, sometimes, like, membership content gets, like, leaked anyway. So I don't really mind. I mean, as long as they know that it's membership content, I get to talk about this. I get to, because if it's, like, purposely unpublic, then I would actually riling people up. No. It's a good place to actually vent out some stuff, you know? Because I can't just be all happy-go-lucky and just, you know, just, ha-ha-ha, I'm a pretty fun guy! No, I also have, like, since majority of my time is also, like, streaming, like, most of my schedules are, like, free, right? Like, mostly, like, a full, right? So I really don't have the time to reflect on things. So having memberships, being able to openly talk about these things in memberships is a good thing. Because, you know, you guys are sponges and get to, somewhat feel the things that I have been feeling throughout. And I have never once worried about, like, the negativity that's, like, surrounding me. I have never felt that whatsoever. I am a ball of positivity because I love my job. I love it to death. I love it. Like, I am born to be an entertainer. I am born to be here. Like, the reason why I'm here is because of the actions that I have made and because of my own sheer will, dedication, and volition. I am here. And I definitely knew what I was getting myself into. I know what I am getting myself into, and I know what I am going to do to actually make this fun for me. And that is just being a Holostars. I will just do whatever I can to make this journey very, very fun while we're also reaching for the top. This is honestly very fun. This is like a very anime adventure thing, you know? Throughout any adversity that's thrown against me, I'm just there. Fighting through it. You're feeding me my fantasy. This is like next level. Like, instead of being a fucking loser, I actually make a change for it myself. Redemption arcs, you know? That jock story. Yes. Jock story, the enabler, bystander effect. Of college, high school era. Yeah, that was me. Character development is real, and now I am here actually influencing people to do actual good things. And me also achieving some of my dreams. That is nice. I can't help but feel like I am the main character of this world. These villains are just trying so hard, but they will never, ever reach me. They will never do. And they will never catch my attention, no matter how many times they try. I will only be the one. I will only be an observer of said drama, but I will never give them attention that they want. I mean, I guess this is like the attention, you know, but you know, it's a give and take scenario. If this ever gets out, it's a give and take, you and me. Might as well work together, right? You spread my name, I spread the heinous acts, and you do the same thing by hating on me. It's just the same thing. Come on, are you not tired of it? Are you not tired of, like, my growth? If you really are, like, resentful of me, I just suggest you to just leave me alone. But you would never do that because your pride is too high, and you would just spread more hate, and that would even increase my statistics, right? Do it, please. At least do a better job at hating me, come on. Give me more. I don't care. Yeah, Chuni behavior. I mean, you know, that would even piss him off even more. Oh my god, this Chuni, fuck. Then do it, say it, spread my name! Oh, sorry. Anyway, let's continue the story. My pizza is fucking cold. Wait, let me drink water. Free marketing is real. Yeah, It's just they don't get it. They don't get it at all. They don't get it. Their pea-sized brains could never understand, like, leaving me alone is the best option, but they just never do. It always just does. My goodness. The kitten one was the catalyst of it all. You remember that tweet that I made before debuting? That tweet that I did to Iron Mouse? That was like ultimate marketing material, to be honest. Ultimate marketing material. It honestly started off as a joke because I know Iron Mouse is like a famous streamer and she can take a lot of blows in terms of jokes. But, you know, hehe. People don't understand. People talk. People spread word and look at me. That one guy instant 60. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it did. It did. They can, I mean, it, just kitten. Pookie,
I thought you wouldn't hurt them.
No. You hate us? Hurry, guys, arms. Drama before debut, great advertisement. I mean, yeah. Yeah. But hey, it was just a joke, you know? It was just a joke. It also honestly started off as a joke. It wasn't like a complete, like, marketing material because, you know, everyone's like probably simping over me during that time. And I thought, you know what would be really funny? If I say the most outlandish shit ever and, you know, people are like, and then look what happened. Tabloid news everywhere. Tabloid news. That was nice. That was nice. And yeah, that was nice. And everyone like thought, okay. He's cringe and based at the same time. You know, people would relate to me. That's nice. Strats, yeah. You took a calculator and it all happened to be good and good fun. Yeah, I it was just for fun and I never knew that it could be like a marketing thing. Yeah. And I was kinda a little bit bonked over that because of my Shikamane at that time was like, hey, Gerard, Dino Boy, I know that you're pretty excited, but I don't want you to just go overboard into things that you say online. Yeah, I was too controversial.